Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the good life here on the West Coast. Headed now to Miami to bring on Paxton Quigley with another edition of Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning. How you doing?
Well, hello, Adam. And hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my new novel, it's a thriller titled Just Try Me, takes a close look at sex trafficking. And it's available on Amazon.com. So, Just Try Me. We'd also like to thank our sponsors at Tikkun Olam, a world leader in cannabis research and production. Tikkun Olam is now distributing its products in many parts of the United States, and that includes its hemp-based CBD, Tikkun Hemp, which can be purchased online at tikkunhemp.com. And I'm going to spell that. It's T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com. Now, speaking of hemp, Levi's, it's now producing jeans made from 30% hemp and 70% cotton. Now, I think this is a wise move because the hemp plant yields twice as much fiber as cotton per acre. It uses about a tenth of the water, and it needs far fewer pesticides. Plus, hemp can actually heal the soil by removing toxins from us. So it sounds really good to me, and congratulations, Levi's. And now, our guest today, who knows a lot on the subject of hemp and cannabis. His name is Rami Vardi. He's president of Tikkun Operations out of California, and he's going to tell us the latest news about Tikkun California, which includes now a new cannabis cultivation facility that's going to be opening next week in Adelanto, California, which is near San Bernardino County. And it used to be, believe it or not, a fruit-growing town and the site of a state prison. Adelanto has been, unfortunately, economically depressed for many years. But now, perhaps, Adelanto and its 32,000 citizens just may have an opportunity for a financial comeback because it's hosting numerous cannabis companies. They're cultivating marijuana in the town's fields under that Southern California's really bright sun. And by the way, Adelanto's motto is the city with unlimited possibilities. Rami Vardi, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you, Paxton, for having me. It's awesome to be here. Thank you so much for mentioning the facility in Adelanto. It really is a mecca for a lot of cannabis companies. It's a very cannabis-friendly town. Yes, we do have a lot of prisons around us there, but you know, I think you could see a lot of harmony in that. Our facility, is something that we've been definitely very proud and excited to finally bring here to California. You know, we launched our products about 4 months ago. We did a very small third-party joint venture with another like-minded grow place that allowed us to cultivate our strains that we use in our clinical studies. And today we finally have approvals and everything that's needed to open our doors and start cultivating in our state-of-the-art facility, which we spent about a year and a half building.
And how large is the facility?
The facility sits on a 15-acre piece of property, so we have the ability to expand once phase one, phase two, and et cetera. But today what we have built is approximately 88,000 square feet of greenhouse space, and we also have a large support building that is two stories and is approximately 32,000 square feet, so altogether about 112,000 square feet that we have built.
Wow. Now, I assume that Tikkun's proprietary strains like Avideco will be cultivated?
Yes, Avideco, being our number one research strain and the most researched strain in the world, is definitely going to be one of the higher strains that we will be cultivating in Adelanto, absolutely, amongst the other five strains which also dominate most of our research. I mean, we have about 230 strains total in the Tikkun Olam portfolio, but there's six of them out of those 230 that were bred and were really the pinnacle of the research and have the highest efficacies.
Now, in previous shows, we've talked about Avideco, but please tell our listeners why it's so special and different from all other strains?
You know, what, one of the things that I like to mention to people, especially with the Tikkun Olam strains, is that, you know, the strains that are mainly here in the U.S., or let's say in California, to be more specific, you know, they come from a black market. You know, all of our strains here were basically hybridized and bred for black market purposes. And so, and I used to come from those days, and so I'm very familiar with it, that back then when you used to cultivate, you cared about how much your yield was per pound, how much the stink was, and how much you can get, you know, you can end up essentially financially benefiting from it. You know, a transaction of cannabis would be showing up to a dispensary, opening up your backpack, letting the guy behind the counter smell it, and making you an offer, and then after that, there you go. So there was no really care for side effects, for efficacy in healing certain ailments. And this is one of the things that's completely different with Tikkun Olam. First off, the strains were bred, yes, but very little, and for medical efficacy. So when we saw that certain cannabinoids helped a certain ailment, we try to increase those cannabinoid counts in that strain as much as we could and make it stable. Whereas the breeding that you have from a lot of cannabis that's derived from the States here was bred for black market purposes that one day turned legal. And so that's why a lot of people today we find with cannabis that even has similar, let's say, THC and CBD ratios as some of our strains, has not even close to the same effect. And that's because all the other breeding that's happened to that strain. I mean, there's about 500 compounds, you know, 150 cannabinoids and many other compounds to a cannabis plant. So that's one of the things that makes it extremely unique.
Now, Avi Dekel, what is it best used for, as you say, terms of health?
From it, some of the places where Avi Dekel shines would be in my favorite that I actually am a big advocate on is autism. We have a 90.2% success rate with autism, epilepsy extremely high, anti-inflammation is really high, anxiety. Those are really great places where Avi Dekel will shine.
Interesting. Now, I wanted to ask you in terms of Adelanto, the city there, what type of job opportunities will be available at the facility? Will you be hiring local people?
Oh, absolutely. We actually had a very large job fair at our facility where we were very happy to receive many resumes from many people from different qualifications, ones from people who were interested in getting into the cultivation and getting their hands on the plant, all the way to people that can work in a lab. You have some nice and very qualified people out there that just haven't really found that right company, and it was actually wonderful to get that opportunity. There's a lot of people that come from aerospace and military backgrounds out there, so very good quality people.
How interesting. Now, I'm going to ask you, it might be a silly question in a way, but do you think that Adelanto could become a cannabis destination, you know, like kind of like a resort for people to come to? Do you see that happening?
So, you know what, I actually do think that's possible, and one of the main reasons is, and when you have to look at a city and being able to grow or to become larger than it is by a multiple size, you have to look at the core infrastructure, and not many people know this, but Adelanto in Victorville over there were actually an old FEMA center back in, like, I think World War II. So the infrastructure from a utility standpoint, so the amount of gas, water, and power that's actually located there can support 10 times the infrastructure that they currently have. So that is number one that I think is important for a city to be able to even have to think about growing like that. But I think absolutely it's very close to Big Bear, to Mountain High Ski Resort. So it's got ski resorts that are very nearby. You're basically halfway to Vegas. Being a large cannabis mecca, I think it'll definitely has an opportunity to become a place for people to come and stay. And I definitely see the city increasing. There's a lot of brand new homes that are being built. They're extremely cheap and wonderful, beautiful homes. It's always, I actually myself think I'm going to buy a house there just to have one near the facility. But,
well, it sounds like it was like Las Vegas was back in the you know, the early 1900s. You see that possibility happening. Well, maybe a lot of our listeners are going to go run and buy some land and houses there now. I want to get serious.
With all those businesses and revenue that those businesses are going to generate, that's only going to increase value around there. So, I mean, yeah, maybe.
Well, that's funny. Now I'm going to ask you a serious question before we go.
Sure.
You know, there's so many rules and regulations in California regarding all aspects of legal cannabis. What would you say is the most cumbersome regulations, and are they holding back the industry?
Cumbersome regulations. Well, cumbersome to me is things that are more repetitive and just unnecessary. But, you know, I don't want to sit here and bitch and moan, but when you're trying to create an industry from scratch, you're bound to create some policies and rules that are just not going to sit right with everybody, if you would. But, like, I'll share some of them. So being that we have a large cultivation facility and you have multiple licenses, well, every license requires you, for example, to have a stored area of your cannabis post-processing. Okay, makes sense. Now, if you're a facility that has essentially 8 licenses all put together, that means I have to have 8 separate rooms. That's kind of, you know, odd and kind of cumbersome and annoying and to have to be done. But, you know, you work with the BCC and all that, and they say, oh, you know what, just put a shelving and number each shelf a different license. And so they work with you. So even though there are certain rules and regulations that were written there, I mean, the BCC and the CDFA, everybody's looking to work to making an industry that's going to be, you know, that's going to have good flow back and forth. I think that there are many policies that I could probably sit there and think about that are cumbersome. But
okay, well, I think that's enough. Listen, we're running out of time, but we'd like to have you on again soon. So can you tell our listeners how things are going? Well, I don't think we have enough time to do that. I'm getting the high sign. So once again, we'd like to thank you for being on the air, and we thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's show. Folks, please go to tikkunhemp.com. And for those living in California, you can now buy Tikkun Olam products at MedMen dispensaries. And we invite our listeners to stay in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. You can also reach me at cannabishealing.com at gmail.com. Please stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.